Well, hello there, everyone. Welcome to Studio Classroom on the Air. This is the place to come when you want to have some fun. My name is Rebecca. Do you love to travel? Would you travel more if you knew certain tricks to making traveling easier and better? Well, today is your lucky day with today's lesson, that is. Today's lesson is called Travel Hacks. That's right. You're going to learn about some very important travel hacks. Well, here's a question for you. Before a trip, what should you do to your passport? Before a trip, what should you do to your passport? Friends, open up your magazines and let's go answer this question. Follow me.
Travel hacks. Tips to make your next trip easier. I love to travel, but with increasing numbers of passengers and security concerns these days, it can be difficult. Here are some hacks to make air travel easier. 1. Passport. Before your trip, make a copy of your passport. Take the copy with you, but keep it separate from your passport. If your passport is lost or stolen, the copy will make replacement much easier.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 这篇文章的第一个重点，我们看 concern 这个名词。concern 是指担心、忧虑或者是令人担心的事。例如 concerns for campus safety are growing since the recent gang fights. 由于最近的帮派打斗事件，校园的安全问题令人越来越忧心。或者是 there is a lot of public concern about the trans fats used in food. 很多人都很忧心食物中使用反式脂肪的问题。Concern 也可以当动词，例如 Does it concern you that your house payments exceed half of your income? 你的房贷超过收入的一半，你不会担心吗？继续我们看的是 replacement 这个名词 ，re 这个字首是指再一次 ，place 这个字根有放置的意思，所以 replacement 是指替换或更替。例如 ，The replacement of the old fax machine took over 6 weeks.把旧的传真机换成新的传真机的过程花了超过6周的时间。或者是 the doctor suggested the patient get hip replacement surgery to cure his problem. 医生建议这个病人进行髋关节换置手术来根治问题。replacement 也指替代者。例如 the replacement for our secretary will come next Monday. 秘书的替补人员下一周礼拜一会来上班。
Well, here we are, getting ready to talk about traveling. Now, Gabe, you enjoy traveling, right?
I do enjoy traveling. Not as much as some people do. Some people, it seems like they live for traveling. They just want to travel every opportunity they get and go to different countries and go to new countries. And I enjoy learning different things about different cultures, but I guess I'm okay staying at home more as well. What about you, Rebecca?
Well, I definitely enjoy traveling. Mm-hmm. I enjoy traveling a lot. I like to see new places and experience different cultures. But I do enjoy being home a lot.
So, yeah, it seems like you enjoy teaching at Studio Classroom. We here at Studio Classroom, we can't afford to travel all the time for our jobs. Would you ever consider switching to a job where you could travel all the time? Were your job required you to travel?
At one time, I used to think that I would love a job, mm-hmm. that I could travel all over the place. And once in a while, I think that would be kind of cool. But I would hate to leave my poor little kitten home too much all by herself.
Right.
Poor little mittens.
Poor little mittens.
Well, no. Anyway, though, back to traveling. I do enjoy traveling. But Gabe, mm-hmm. imagine for just a moment that someone could give you some tips to make traveling a lot easier. Would you like it?
Well, Rebecca, I think the tips in today's lesson and tomorrow's lesson are very useful. There are some things here that I had not thought about before that I will certainly try the next time I go somewhere. We read here, tips to make your next trip easier. I love to travel, says the author, but with increasing numbers of passengers and security concerns these days, it can be difficult.
And we want to talk about the phrase these days that you see right here on the screen. Now, when do you use this phrase? You can use this phrase when you're talking about the present time in comparison with the past.
Exactly. For example, more and more, it seems like there are just no rules. These days, it seems like people just don't care about rules or laws. Or for another example, these days, it seems like everyone, even young kids, have smartphones.
Yes, I definitely agree with that. Mm-hmm. These days, more and more young people are getting smartphones, and they're getting them younger and younger. Imagine that. Well, here are some hacks to make air travel easier. And here's the first tip for you, Gabe. And it has to do with your passport. Before your trip, make a copy of your passport. That's the answer to the question I asked earlier.
What did you ask?
Okay. The question I asked was, before a trip, what should you do with your passport?
I know the answer.
What's the answer?
Can I guess it?
Please do.
Yeah, okay. You should make a copy of your passport. Friends, did you get that?
It's right there on the screen. You just read it on the screen.
Yes,
good
yes.
job. Good job, Gabe.
So make a copy of your passport. You know, I don't know how many times I've made a copy of my passport, and I always seem to lose that copy. Anyway.
Oh, wow. Well, you're not supposed to lose the copy.
Well, right.
Anyway, well, our lesson says take the copy with you, but keep it separate from your passport, because if you keep the copy and your passport together, but you lose your passport, you're also going to lose your copy.
Yeah. In English, we would say that defeats the purpose, right? Your purpose is to have it in separate places so that you have, at least you have a copy of your passport. We read here, if your passport is lost or stolen, the copy will make replacement much easier. So that's good. You can make it easier to replace your passport. Can't you just take a picture with your smartphone of your passport?
Now, this reminds me of when I was in Israel several years ago.
Oh.
I was there with a tour group. And we were getting ready to come back to the States, so we were at the airport. We had already checked in, and we were trying to get through security, and we all made it through except one of the girls in the group. Somehow or other, we don't know what happened, but her passport just disappeared.
She lost her passport.
She lost her passport. And at first, they weren't going to let her go through. They weren't going to let her leave the country.
So what happened? Did she have maybe a picture of her passport on her phone?
So this is what happened. She had taken two copies of her passport, and that's what saved her.
So it does work.
It does work.
It does help to make copies of your passport. Good. That's a good experience that she had right there. So, friends, this tip about passports, making a copy of your passport, it seems like it only applies to international flights. We would say it applies to international flights. Travelers. Have you ever used that phrase, Rebecca?
International travelers?
Applies to?
Oh, yes. I've used the phrase applies to before. Like, this applies to somebody, but it doesn't apply to somebody else. Mm-hmm. And, of course, this tip about the passport only applies to international travelers, really, because that's when you need your passport. Now, if you're flying within your own country, we could say that this is a domestic flight, not an international flight.
Right. Well, if you're traveling, you need to have your passport or at least some kind of ID. You probably need to have some money on you. Speaking of money, are there different ways to talk about how much something costs? Let's learn about this in
the Info Cloud.
Welcome to InfoCloud. I love to travel to different places, and I know Carolyn does too.
You're right about that, Rex. I do like traveling, but I don't like how expensive traveling can be. It seems like everything you need for traveling is expensive. Even the bags for carrying your stuff are $100 a pop.
It's true that suitcases can be quite expensive, and you used a great phrase to describe that. If you say that something costs a certain amount, a pop, that means that each one of those things is that price.
A pop is slang for a piece or each, and is often used to talk about things that are considered expensive. For example, tickets to the concert are $150 a pop.
Here's another example. If 10 people go, the cruise will only cost $250 a pop. In this example, a pop is used to describe an amount that is lower than usual, but still expensive.
A pop can also be used when you think the price is too high for a certain good, even if it's not really a large amount of money. For example, why are these apples $2 a pop? I should be able to buy a bag of apples for that price.
当你听到有人说 the ticket cost $100 a pop, 入场券是一张100元，可能会觉得 a pop 是什么意思？ A pop 代表着一个单位，一张，一桶，一辆，基本上就是一个的意思，听起来有一点点怪怪的。没错，这是一种非正式的俚语，平常跟朋友之间的对话可以使用，但如果在正式的场合，这样的表达方式就不太适合了。另外 a pop 只能够代表一个单位，不能够说 two pops 或 four pops， 这一点要特别注意。这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 我们下次点赞见。
Studio Classroom is on the air.
Hey everyone, I'm sure you enjoy traveling. Well, if so, you are really enjoying today's lesson because you are learning about some travel hacks. Now, the first hack that we already learned about is very important, especially if you're traveling internationally, that is, overseas. Make a copy of your passport. Now, what should you do with your suitcase? I'm glad you asked. We're going to learn about that right now.
Travel hacks. 2. Suitcase. Take a picture of your suitcase with your phone. If your bag gets lost, you can easily show officials what to search for. 3. Identification. Place identification tags inside and outside your suitcase. That will reduce the risk of someone taking your bag by mistake. 4. Bright colors. Travel with a brightly colored suitcase or tie a bright ribbon around the handle. That will help you recognize your bag more easily at the airport. 5. Chewing gum. Chew gum during your plane's takeoff and landing to help when your ears start popping.
Alright, 接下来我们看的是 tag 这个名词。Tag 当名词是指标签或者是标牌。例如 I forgot to take the tag off my new t-shirt. 忘了把新的 t-shirt 上的标签剪掉。或者是 Adam accidentally ripped his shirt while taking off the price tag. Adam 把标价拿下来的时候不小心扯破了衬衫。Tag 也可以当动词，意思是贴上标签或者是挂上标牌。注意它的过去式还有过去分词以及现在分词都要重复字尾的 G 再加上 E-D-Y-N-G 例如 The dolphins were tagged before being released into the ocean 这些海豚被释放回海里之前都被先做了标记最后我们看的是 pop 这个动词 pop 原本是指发出蹦或者是爆裂的声音在这里是指耳膜胀痛 据它的过去式、过去分词还有现在分词都要重复字尾的 P 再加上 ED 或 ING。例如 Alice's ears popped so badly during the landing because she already had a cold. Alice 因为原来就在感冒，所以降落时耳朵痛得不得了。这个字也可以用在眼睛，是指因为惊讶或激动而瞪大眼睛。例如 The boy's eyes popped when he saw all the candy and chocolates. 这个小男孩看到所有的糖果跟巧克力的时候，眼睛瞪得大大的。And now let's get back to our teachers.
Okay, it's time for us to look at this second hack called suitcase. Take a picture of your suitcase with your phone. If your bag gets lost, you can easily show officials what to search for. Have you ever lost your bag, Gabe? While traveling?
Yes, Rebecca.
I bet you didn't take a picture of your bag.
You're right about that, Rebecca. So we had to go to the counter and had to describe it. We had to write down the description of what the bag looked like.And then, I think it was a day or so later, the bag was shipped to my sister's house. So we did find the bag, but it would have been faster and easier if we took a picture of it, or if we showed them a picture.
Well, now you know, so you'll remember for next time.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this next hack is called identification. Place identification tags inside and outside your suitcase.Now, I've always thought about putting an identification tag on the outside, but the inside?
Yeah, the inside of your suitcase. Well, we read here that will reduce the risk of someone taking your bag by mistake. So, of course, this is an identification tag on the outside of the suitcase, but it's still very important to have. Now, what about that phrase, to reduce the risk of?
Well, if you reduce the risk of something, this just means that you decrease the possibility...of something bad happening.
And so people wear masks, like when they're out driving their riding their scooters, they wear masks to reduce the risk of getting sick or unhealthy in a polluted city.
That's right. Well, in the sentence, we see another word, and that is by mistake. You know, this will reduce the risk of someone taking your bag by mistake. If you do something by mistake, this means that you accidentally do it.You don't do it on purpose, and you often see the word mistake with the word by.
So it's like doing something by accident. This made me think of that phrase, too. A mistake is a kind of accident, okay? We wouldn't say, my car ran into him by mistake. That's when we would say, oh, I ran into him by accident. However, I might say, oh, no, I'm sorry. I ate your pasta by mistake. I didn't know it was yours.
Exactly. Well, this next tip, bright colors, it just talks about the importance of putting a bright ribbon around the handle of your suitcase so that you could find it easier. But let's go to number five, the fifth tip, chewing gum. Chewing gum? Do you ever enjoy chewing gum?
Hey, this could be a noun or a verb, right? You are chewing gum, that's a verb, or you're chewing gum. There are different types of gum, right? What about if you can blow a big bubble? What's that called?
You're thinking of bubble gum.
Bingo.
Ooh, yes. Bubble gum is when a type of gum, and you usually use it to make bubbles.
So do you prefer chewing gum or bubble gum? Of course, they all serve their different purposes. Wow, this guy looks like he's blowing up a balloon.That's bubble gum?
That's bubble gum.
Wow.
Well, you know what time it is right now?
What time is it, Rebecca?
It's time for us to go to the SC Challenge.
Yes! All right, for today's SC Challenge, let's welcome back to the studio Tim.
Hello, guys.
Hello. And Hazel.
Hi, everybody.
And today's lesson is about travel hacks. So first of all, do you guys like to travel?
Yes, I love to travel. Actually, I traveled to Thailand a few months ago.
Oh, my goodness.
It was so good.
Thailand is amazing. What about you, Hazel? Do you like to travel?
I do like to travel, but I don't like hacks.
Oh.
But maybe travel hacks together is okay.
Yeah, that might be better.
Yeah.
You don't like it when people, like, hack into your computer?
No, of course not. But if you say travel hacks, maybe it's an easier way to travel, and that would be very nice.
And that leads us into our first question. Friends, let's see if you can guess the answers faster than Tim and Hazel can. Number one, what will make traveling easier? A. I haven't said the options yet, Tim. Tim, do you have a guess? Hold on, wait for it. A. Travel hacks. B. Thieves and robbers. C. Noisy babies. D. Invisible suitcases. Tim.
Well, you just said it earlier, right? Travel hacks. So my guess is travel hacks.
Hazel, do you have a guess?
Well, I think invisible suitcases might be good because then the security doesn't have to open your suitcases.
And then you can pack whatever you want.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Well, those are both very good guesses. However, Tim does have the correct answer, so 1 point for Tim.
Yes.
Number two, the lesson says to take a picture of what with your phone? A, your passport. B, your suitcase. C, your brightly colored shirt. Or D, your awkward nephew, so you can show it to everyone. Do either of you want to guess? Hazel?
I think a selfie would be good.
A selfie.
Yeah, but maybe your suitcase would be more convenient if you're traveling.
Okay, so your suitcase, so B, and then Tim, do you have an answer?
Well, I don't have any awkward nephews, so I can't take a picture of that. But I think it's your passport, A. So if you lose it, you have a picture to show.
Okay, well, actually, our lesson says that the answer is B, your suitcase, and that you should make a copy of your passport. So I think it is 1-1 right now, right?
Yes.
Okay, game point. Number three, what should you chew during takeoff and landing?
You should chew your nails, your fingernails, because you're a little bit nervous, and sometimes that helps you.
How about binglang?
Binglang? No. Guys, listen to the options first. A, chocolate. B, haichu. C, rubber. Or D, gum. Yes, Tim.
I love haichu. B, haichu.
Well,
the lychee flavor ones.
Okay, Hazel?
Gum. You should chew gum. It helps your ears.
Okay. While you could chew haichu or binglang, neither of those are the correct answer, Tim. Hazel, again, you got the correct answer. You could chew gum during takeoff and landing. So, Hazel, you are the winner for today. Paiso.
Yeah, that's great.
Very nice job, you guys. Thank you for joining us. Friends, we'll see you next time for the
SC Challenge.
So we've learned 5 good tips. Which of these are the most important to you, Gabe?
I think next time I travel, I need to take a picture of my passport. Make a copy of the passport and take a picture of the suitcase. Yes.
Very good.
Mm-hmm. Thanks.
Make sure you do that. Well, friends, thank you for joining us. We'll see you next time right here on Studio Classroom.
We've got more travel hacks.
Cares at all times, a friend endures at all times, a good friend lasts a lifetime. I am so proud to have you in my life, a good friend lasts a lifetime.